on the run, and I bought Ben Aleph. At the end of the long run, Shramino Lechayil, and holding the last line of that run. So that's in the wide lines, about nine lines down. By the words, Inami. Okay, let's review what he's coming to address. See, I need to focus, and I'm finding it difficult. Thank you. So what's he coming to address? He's coming to address that there are multiple gersos in the Tosefta which he brought, that the Chachamim responded back to Rabbi Eliezer. According to his thought process of Rabbi Eliezer, so they asked him, Ma mikra shemalos atzimeyim mitumoson, it's not matzal ala tzaharim militame yodim. So the Ron asked, they really could have stopped right there. That this thought process that you have, that something which can remove something once it takes effect, can prevent it from taking effect to start with. So if the mikveh can remove tumah, why can't it prevent tumah? So you see that thought process, that removing and preventing, isn't the kal v'chomer. But the problem is, the Girsa went further and said, "Adam shenu malas atzmei mitumosin eladin shelo yatzal atahar melatame." And by Adam, which it doesn't remove, it does prevent. So the Kabbalah Kerm is according to your thought process that removal is stronger than prevention. So mikveh, which has the power of removal, doesn't have the power of prevention. Adam, which doesn't even have the power of removal, for sure shouldn't have the power of prevention. And Adam does. He prevents tumah. So the Ran already said, the first half of the question really is sufficient. So why do we have the second half? So he said one teretz is that it's making the kabbalah karma stronger. That according to your thought process, not only do we have one din which doesn't make sense, we have two din which don't make any sense. Inami. Okay. So then the rest like this. Or I'll give you another answer. The reason why it said this part of the thought process. Hi, kabbalah chomer. Also, the mifra kabbalah chomer de b'liyezer de b'raisa. So this part of the kabbalah chomer is coming to address. So the kabbalah chomer in the Mishnah was that, like we said, prevention and removal. The kabbalah chomer, the b'raisa, that Eliezer said on Ayin Hei Mabeis, he said, if a person prevention removal by the father to the daughter. Now he's talking about if a person can't be made for nidri atzma mishanodr, made for nidri atzma atshal yodr, he can mesiris midoa works. So mokhan shemay for nidri ishtar mishatodr, and then she offered even the ishtar shalay todr. So there we're discussing.
For example.
So why is that better? One second. The ma'ab and mokum shein may for nidri atza misha yodr.
Okay.
So the kabbalah chomer in the Mishnah is specifically in Haforah, the dorm of a woman. And we're discussing the Haforah of before and the Haforah of afterwards. We're not comparing it to anything else. We're just saying, in logic, removal is harder than prevention. And if removal works, prevention for sure should work. So we're not making kabbalah chomer. The normal kabbalah chomer is you start with A, and then you go to the halachas of A, you go to the halachas of B. Over here, we're only discussing as it were B. We're discussing the halachas of Haforah. And we're contrasting the removal of a fora to the prevention of a fora. The removal of a neder to the prevention of a neder. And if a fora can remove, for sure it can prevent. And the price of Rabbi Eliezer did this process based on an A and a B. I look at the person on his own, the Dorim, he cannot remove them, but he can prevent them through Mesiras Mitzvah. So by Nidre Ishtoi, if he can remove them, for sure he can prevent them. So that's a regular standard Kal V'Chomer that you're comparing A to B. So the response to the Kal V'Chomer of the Mishnah is you're making an assumption. You have no... when I make a Kal V'Chomer, many times... there's two parts to the Kal V'Chomer. There's an A and there's a B. I'm learning from A to B. A lot of times, what I'm bringing out of A is clarifying what is Kal and what is Chomer. So I'm not just saying it in logic, what's Kal and what's Chomer. I have a source, what's Kal and what's Chomer. So by B, which has the Kal, but sure should have the Chomer. Over here, Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah, when he made his Kal V'Chomer, he made an assumption. He made an assumption that removal is harder than prevention. He doesn't prove that. He just assumes that. So Chomer's response back to that, well, look at the mikvah. It removes, but it doesn't prevent. So that would be a simple response to the Kal V'Chomer of the Mishnah. Would be, like we said, just the mikvah part, without bringing anything else in. Right, that you're saying a logic that removal is harder than prevention. I see by mikvah that that's not true, and that should be the Chomer's response. Relez of the Brisa came along and said, "I'm going to prove to you that this fact that removal is harder than prevention, because by nidrei atzmoi, the person's own the dorm, he can't remove them, but he can prevent them." So I'm not just saying it's Savora, I hold that removal is harder than prevention. I'm saying I have a riot to it. That's the standard Kal V'Chomer. I see the law is by a person when it comes to his own neder. He can't remove his own neder once he makes it, but he can make a Mesiras Mitzvah and prevent his own neder. So I see that removal is harder than prevention. So now I'm not just saying in logic that's true. I have a price, I have a source of the term that that's true. Now let's apply it to the door, how far is the door? If he can remove, for sure he can prevent. So if that's what Rabbi Eliezer did in the price, he just didn't say in Swara. So the Morris is back. Okay, so if I just ask you from Mikvah, I'm asking that you said in Swara X, I see one. But I'm going to take the Kal V'Chomer further and say, and you see by Adam, I have this same thought process that you proved from A to B. I can prove from B, I can have my own Kal V'Chomer which proves the exact opposite from A to B. Mikvah removes but doesn't prevent. So according to your thought process, that so Adam, which doesn't remove, for sure he shouldn't even prevent, and Adam prevents. So I'm almost like making a Kal V'Chomer totally the other direction than what you're saying. So that's what the Tosefta brought, which is his response to the Tosefta that we quoted. It's the same Tosefta. So the Tosefta's response, the Chomer's response, wasn't just simply mikvah. What about mikvah? It was mikvah and then Adam. It's mamish on the direction than what you're saying, and those halachas aren't true. So you see that your whole thought process is totally wrong. Okay. So now the round continues. So the more brought from this part of the conversation, so that the Chachamim were responding to Rabbi Eliezer, and they were discussing that prevention that should not be chal at all. So clearly, Rabbi Eliezer was talking about not being chal, and they're saying you're saying it's not chal. Well, look what happens by mikvah. It's, right? The tumah is chal, the tumah is not chal. So. we're discussing whether it takes effect or not. So apparently Rabbi Eliezer was talking about that it does not take effect. The pre-hafara prevents the neder from taking effect totally. And you see a mikvah not like that. Fine. So Morris said, well, Ema Seifa. They said to Rabbi Eliezer,
there were multiple inheritances.
Ema Dvilin, clearly Torah. We know that once a kli is tame, you can be tayvel it. So I have a different idea. Let's be tayvel a kli that the chishiyat tame litar. When it becomes tame, it should become tor. So they're saying when it does become tame, it should be then become tor. So it does become tame. So what they're saying to Rabbi Eliezer is that the netter will take. You're saying the netter will take effect, and then the pre hafara removes it. Okay, so let the. Why don't you say that the tefillah of the mikvah should be metairit for when after becomes tameh? Rabbi Nami, who the parakhil Rabbi Eliezer pirchachrino? They ask another question.
Yes,
they say like this: the fum kabel chomer today, according to your kabel chomer, have matzid in the meiduk. We should have said the kibun shemat bilin kli tomei li tire. If you can be tayvel kli once it's tomei to become tor, kol shkein shemat bilin oisay kabel chomer. You can be matzvel it now. Shalachar shi yitomei yalemi to mosay that when it becomes tomei, it'll become tor. And you know that that's not true. So again, this thought process that you're saying, that now, according to this thought process, it's not prevention or removal. It's removal once it's taken effect, and putting in place a removal for when it takes effect. So what do you see? Shaman all that we hear from that Chaylin that Rabbi Eliezer held it was Chal, and the Chamer is saying, they said to Rabbi Eliezer, listen, according to what you're saying, so when it becomes Tameh, it should come Tor. So it means it's going to become Tameh. So when the letter is Chal, it should become Mufer. You're saying when it's Chal, the letter becomes Mufer, and over here, when it becomes Tameh, it doesn't become Tor. So according to Kabbalah, why not? But Kili Rabbi Eliezer was saying that it does, it is Chal, the Neder is Chal, and then the Hafara removes it.
I think it means that it is
Diloy, if that's not what Rabbi Eliezer said, Habil the Memer, Yatvil Kli, Sheyatzel Olav Milatame, Gemin Eliyahu, what the Chama should have said to Rabbi Eliezer was if what Rabbi Eliezer held was that it's not Chal at all, so the Chalmers' response should be, listen, according to your Kal V'Chomer, that removal is harder than prevention. If you can do removal, for sure you can do prevention. So Mikvah, which can remove Tumah, for sure should prevent Tumah. That's how they should say it. And they didn't say it like that. So it means if they're responding to Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Eliezer said prevention, they should have argued from prevention. They said the mikvah should prevent the kli from ever becoming tameh. Kimin Liel. So Morris said back that really the Amri Bnei Yeshiva the Miholek LeMishum Aminei. So they said back the they meaning the discussion which at Gemara is taking place said back. You know what? You're right. We have the Chum responded to Eliezer in two different ways. The responded to Eliezer is saying prevention and removal. The responded to Eliezer is saying removal after the fact and a prior prepared removal from beforehand. But both are removal. So the answer is Chum, not sure what Eliezer said. Did he say does it mean prevention or does it mean removal? So they said we have an argument either way. So we have no raya. What Rabbi Eliezer holds from the Chacham's response so far. Okay. Toshmas, we're holding an ayin vav and aleph. six lines on the bottom. Toshma. Tamil and Rabbi Yezer. So now Rabbi Yezer is saying back to the Chachamim. That the law is when you take seed which is tame, kiyum which is zarim bekarka taharim. The law is once when you plant it, like we discussed this before, that the that what, even if it came tame already, once you plant it, it becomes tor. Once you connect it back to the ground, as it were, by planting it, it loses its tumah. So zurim ba'imdim lo koshkein. So zurim ba'imdim the lacha is that they're not makabel tumah. Now, the Chumash are arguing that then the Chumash agrees zurim ba'imdim lo koshkein. What Rabbi Yezer is saying is the pasuk. There's no pasuk which says that then. The only pasuk the pasuk discusses the halacha of being matayer zeroyim which already were tame. So how do you know that when they're not when they were not tame that they don't become tame from a kalva chomer? So you see the Torah is relying on my type of kalva chomer from removal to prevention. If you can remove it, for sure you can prevent it. Now Shema Min Lo Loi Chaylin. So we have a raya that Eliezer's argument, and he's saying so similarly by Nador. Now clearly Rabbi Eliezer is by the case of Tomei it doesn't become Tomei, but the Zeroyim which already are planted and Tumah touches them, they do not become Tomei. So that if you can seeds which are already Tomei, you plant them and they become Tor, so planted prevents Tumah. If it can remove tumor, for sure it can prevent tumor. So you see that Rabbi Yezer's point is therefore over here also. The Baal or the husband, the father or the husband can remove a netter after it's been already been said. He can prevent the netter from beforehand.
What does it mean you take tahor and you stick it into the soil? I mean,
you take tumah.
Yes. I mean, how far does it go?
Once you plant it.
How far in the soil does it go? I mean,
I don't care how far it goes. Once it takes root, once it becomes planted.
But it affects other things. Could affect other things that were already tahor that were in the soil.
Two different cases. I'm comparing two different cases. I'm saying there's a person's tummy touches a pile of grains. All the grain now is tummy. I mean, the rice, I take that grain, I put it on the ground, and I plant it, so it becomes the plants which come out are tor. So I can remove the tumah. Planting removes tumah. It's planting is the equivalent of sticking in the mikvah. We can't, but there's no dinner. You can't put food in the mikvah. Tefillah doesn't work for food. Tefillah works for kelim or people. It doesn't work for food. Planting works for food. Right. So now I have a different. I have plants sitting here, and first somebody touches the plants. What's the din? I don't know. Torah never says. Okay. I don't know. Tummy touches something, becomes tummy. No, because if planting, the state of being planted removes tumah, kavacharim prevents tumah. So now somebody's tummy would touch a Torah plant, it doesn't become tummy. That's the kavacharim. Yeah, good. But you see that his point is he's not saying by the Moore's question was by Nether, we're not sure if Rabbi Yezer meant to say that it prevents the Hafora which he puts in place before the Nether prevents the Nether from taking effect to start with, or the Nether does take effect but the Hafora which is there beforehand then removes it. So you see from his parallel to Tuma, he means it doesn't by Tuma it doesn't take effect at all. In the case where it's Torah, the planting prevents it from becoming tame. So over here also must be he meant the hafora prevents it from taking effect. Okay. So that's the Mora's Raya. So now the Mora then goes and challenges the Chachamim's thought process. That, let's see the Ram. Toshma, about 10 lines up towards the end of the line. Amar Rabbi Yezer, Uma Zeroyim, Temeyim, Kima Shazarim Bekarka Teharim. So you have seed which became Tomei. Once it's planted, it becomes Tor. Nafkalom et Ksiva Kol Zera Zeru Asher Yizereya Teharhu. The Pasuk says this multiple lashon. The seed of things which are seeds, which are seeded, which are planted. I mean, like, you know, what does Asher Yizereya tell me? That it's planted. So we're saying that it plants the Torah, who tells me once you plant it, it becomes Torah. So that's how we know, that's a pasuk, that we know that something which is tamei, seeds which are tamei, when you plant them, they become Torah. If the plant is already planted and it's already a plant, if another behen tuma and tuma touches it afterwards, lokoshkein, isn't it kalvachemashiyu tahar? And that's how we know that a plant, something which is planted, is not makabel tuma. Now, Zatribli has about tum. You the Chachamim medisali b'hai kavacharmer. You agree to this kavacharmer. Your body says kavacharmer. Okay. The chayla that the kavacharmer is effective. Now the east of Chub is Royim Temeyim Shinitru Mitumasan Bizria Zriyim Roim Dimin Olachu. I mean, Zriyim Temeyim, once you plant, they become Torah Tzposik. How do you, the Chachamim, know that plants which already are planted are not Makabel Tuma? Where do you get it from? There's no Tzposik for it. Alavare Kabel Chaymer Ki Agavna. So you make this type of kavah chomer. Dineu bei the nisu. V'may lo medisili b'kavah chomer demas nisu. So as it says, so I'm making the exact same kavah chomer. I'm saying that removal to prevention works. Now again, the way we're learning right now, the point of what Rabbi Ezra is saying is that I'm not. It's not a kavah chomer like you usually have, that you have an A and a B. I'm just looking at the halachas here itself and saying logic tells me that removal is harder than prevention. And that's how I know that if it can remove tuma, kavacharmer can prevent tuma. So if it can remove a netter, kavacharmer can prevent the netter. Right? So it's not your normal kavah chomer. I'm saying I see over there somewhere else clearly the halacha. I prove it in halacha that those facts. So over here also that should be true. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying in Swara that makes sense. And I'm learning out in itself what are its powers. I know it has a certain amount of power. Well, if it has the power to remove, for sure it has the power to prevent. So I'm learning it minei ubei, the Ran says. This is a kavah chomer which is different than normal. Minei ubei daniso. It's not being sourced from somewhere else. It's being sourced from it itself. And you see, and you see this type of kavah chomer works. So shomer olach ha'ilu. Now, so we clearly see that Eliezer is meant to say prevention. It's not chal at all. The vadi bezroyim tameyim hachad dininan. Because by the case of tumah, that's what he wanted to say. Rebbe's point was it never becomes tamei. Because it would become tamei, but my pocket, what would remove it? So by the case of Tumah, for sure it meant it's not chal at all. And he's saying this, that that's exactly what I'm saying by Nedorim. So it means, we know that Rabbi Eliezer's point by Nedorim is that it's not chal at all. The Hafora prevents the... Okay. So this thought process that Reb Lezer is arguing, I'm not outsourcing it from somewhere else. I just mean they obey. I see what its powers are, what it can do. If it can remove it once it's already there, Kavu Chomer, it can prevent. And the Chomer arguing, say, we don't say that Kavu Chomer. It's not your standard Kavu Chomer, whatever reason, that it doesn't have a source. It's just saying in logic, we don't agree with that. Maybe it can remove, but it can't prevent. Really, it's the Chomer hold. They don't hold on this cover, this logic of removal and prevention. The Chomer don't darshi this type of Kavu Chomer.
One is harder, yeah, one is definitely harder, but they're two different things. They're still two different things.
Okay, I'm asking. There's the Rabbi Eliezer is saying it's a Kal V'Chomer. A Chomer disagreeing. So the Chomer said, listen, you know, I hear the removal is harder than prevention. I hear that. But it's not like I'm sourcing it from somewhere else in the Torah. I'm just saying in logic. Well, in logic, you know, there's room to argue. Yeah, there might be other considerations. But okay. But let's see. What will be if the Chomer say this exact same type of thought process of removal and prevention somewhere else? And they don't say it over here. Why not? That's going to be a problem. But Tanya, Yimker Adam is Bito Kishihinara. We know that many of the powers of the father extend into the state of being a Nara. So the father has the power to sell his daughter to Shefcha. So I would think that maybe that should extend beyond her bas mitzvah while she's a Nara. Till 12 years and one day, she's a Katana. She becomes a Nara at the age of 12 and one day, and she becomes a Begaris 6 months later. During that time, he still has the right to her Maisha Yadayim. During that time, he still has the power of Hafor and Sedorim. He has many dinim on his daughter. Does he have the power of selling her? Does that extend beyond the state of Katnus? So the Bryce said, Kal V'Chomer, Amarta Kal V'Chomer. Makura Kavar Yaitza. The law is that the father sells the daughter when she's a ketana. When she becomes a gedola, she's freed. The moment of turning into a gedola, which means she has age plus the physical characteristics of a gedola, she's freed. The Torah frees her. So if the Torah frees her, once she's, even if she's already sold, the state of godless can remove being a shivka. Kal V'Chomer should prevent her from being sold to start with. That's a what? Sorry?
Katana no longer good.
Right.
And now we're introducing Gula. What age?
Gula
is a fourth term.
Gadarla is when she becomes a Nara.
Nara plus Simon.
Katana is Katana. When she becomes a Gadarla, if she becomes a Gadarla and a Nara when she reaches the age of 12, when she has Simonim of godless. Mm-hmm. If she has no Simonim of godless until she's 12 and a half, she never became an Nara. She went straight into the Bagras.
It's crazy that my son don't appear until 12 and 8 months.
So she's a Bagaris. Then?
At 12 and 8.
Yeah. Saying, so she loses her state of Naris. Now, for the father's purpose, it doesn't really make too much of a difference, because his rights will extend she's still Ketana, so his rights extend over her. So for this conversation, the luck is that Shivcha goes free when she becomes, her freedom comes with Simoni Gadlus, not because she's a Nara, because she became an adult. So she's an adult, she's a Nara in the Rishus of their father, but she's still an adult. So if adulthood removes the state of servitude, Kavacharim should prevent the state of servitude. That's what the Kavacharim said. So, and that's Mamas, this really asks Kavacharim. And the Chum agreed to it over there, that this thought process is correct. That we were saying, listen, removal is much harder than prevention. If removal works, Kavacharim, prevention works. So, what are the Chum arguing about? They agreed to this Kavacharim. Okay. Okay. So the more in, you're right. The Alma Darshan Kabbal Karma. The Chum's argument back over here is not that the Kabbal Karma is not true. They agree to this thought process. They agree that removal is harder than prevention. And even though we're not sourcing it anywhere, we're just saying in logic, it's a compelling logic. So what happened over here? Shani Hachad Amr Kura is a pasuk. Isha Yikimenu, Isha Yifeirenu. Eshabola Kol Hekim, Bola Kol Hefer. Eshabola Kol Hekim, Lebola Kol Hefer. And we already said in the Mishnah, even Rabbi Ezra agrees that he cannot be making the Nadorim before they are said. So the Chum say, listen, you agree that you can't be making. Well, we have a Hekish. If you can't be making, you can't be made for it. Okay. Let's leave the round for tomorrow.